Good morning. 7:26 a.m. on Tuesday, August 20th, 2024. So many 20s. It's a blue sky morning here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains of Greeley, Colorado. Should be an interesting morning. I forgot my water bottle, so we'll see how gummy my addiction gets by the time we make it back to the house. So, yesterday we got the awnings back up. The house paint project is officially completed. Marked that one off, finally. We have one more piece of paper to turn in to dispose of the Taurus. And we still have a couple of hanging chads, a couple threads left for the tapestry of the new Kia Hybrid. Nothing I need to do today. I have stuff I need to do tomorrow. I don't have anything I really need to do today unless it's drop off the FedEx package at the local. I'm almost done with book six of Room Jumper. And I can tell, I'm pretty sure we're gonna get Clift at the end. Will I dive off this cliff? Or will I say, nah? I mean, for some people, it's not a, you know, some readers are okay with cliffs. I honestly have been all right with a couple of them. The running into a cliff while in a box set where I've got the other books just sitting there waiting for me, that's not a big deal. Kind of a reminder. One of the truisms about serials is that they're only serials as long as they're in production. Once they've been completed, it's just a binge. So I guess it's not technically a cliff if I have the next book just sitting there waiting for me. I don't know that this series has me so enamored of it that I just have to follow it through to the end. Particularly since I've picked up a bunch of stuff that looks really interesting. So I've got a whole bunch of samples that have sort of languished for, some of them for weeks, because I didn't have the bandwidth to deal with all of the stuff that was going on. To say nothing of playing games and cooking and groceries and trying to write. is going to be a problem. So I played with Sola some yesterday. I got it so it recognizes one of the templates that I tried to get it to work with. And there's definitely something missing in the information regarding installing a template. A theme, not a template, a theme. And the instructions are download the theme and put it in your directory under themes, and then add the theme specifier in what amounts to the manifest for the config file for the website. And that does work, except that it doesn't actually close the loop between the server and the display. It still just displays everything as if the template wasn't there. And it turns out it's because the content has to change, which seems really screwy to me. It's not what I would have expected from a template. So perhaps the problem isn't that the template isn't working, it's that I don't understand what the template is doing, which seems much more likely given that the computer does exactly what you tell it to. And if it's not doing what you expect, then you didn't tell it what you thought you did. Which is the basic rule of debugging. Okay, it's not doing what I thought it should. What did I tell it to do? And what should I be telling it instead? I found one note that said, it sort of implied that the theme becomes the website, instead of being something you layer on the content of the website, it's something that I was like, how does that even work? Why does that even happen? So I think I need to back up a little bit and play a few games with how templates work. Perhaps I'll scrape it all back down to zero and start over. Because right now I've got it so confused, it doesn't It won't even start the server anymore. It just keeps blowing up. The template that I'm using is trying to download some kind of kit file from someplace else. And I'm like, no. The point is, this needs to be self-contained. I'm not going to wait for the web page to call some other website to bring in content from there. That just strikes me as being less than ideal, shall we say. Now, granted, if I actually compile the website, all of that becomes static data, and it probably doesn't do it live. It just then move the directory up to the web server, and Bob's your uncle. So I'll have to see. Chris suggested I look at Hugo, which I've done already, and Graph also, which I've done already. I didn't like either of them because they seemed too reliant on Git. In order to run, it's like, I want this to be running locally, all the way from creating the markdown files to spewing the markdown files out into CSS with HTML, presumably CSS with HTML. Maybe not. Maybe it'll just spew out the actual code. I don't know. I would think CSS would be the right choice. And both Hugo, come on, get racist with me. Hugo seemed to want me to host my pages on Git, and like that's not going to happen. That's
good morning.
The last thing I do is want to have my website calling another website in order to get the content. It's bad enough with WordPress where it's calling its own website, calling its own server. So, I don't know, I may not actually understand how it's all working. Okay, this looks too hot. It's a very pleasant morning, I have to say. It is a pleasant morning. But that sun is warm. So yeah, I got the awnings up yesterday. I got the groceries done. I got food in the house. I can cook if I need to. I don't have any chores I need to attend to today. So basically I can just go home and get this posted and zone out for the rest of the day doing something. Perhaps visiting with Roger. That was one thing I did not do yesterday that I had kind of in the back of my mind. Fire truck, that does not bode well. I inked a new pen this morning too. Morning. I'm getting down in terms of pens with ink in them, and I figured I better put some ink in one before I'm down to none. An Estabrook SJ, which is the thinnest, smallest Estabrook J model. There are three, an LJ, an SJ, and then the base model J. And you can tell the SJ by its length. You can tell the LJ because the jewels on the either end are about the same size. On a standard model J, the cap jewel is considerably larger than the barrel jewel. The pen's a little bit thicker. There's a little bit better grip.
Good morning.
Good morning. Walking in the shade appeared to be a popular choice this morning. That's where all us old geezers are walking today. Interesting, I haven't seen any of the usual NPCs out. Skateboard dude coming down the street. School's back in session. I don't envy these people being back in school. Although, early in the semester, before things have gotten completely out of hand, before homework has become the equivalent burden of 16 tons, fresh notebooks, fresh teachers, fresh content, old friends, it's not exactly Club Med, but I don't know, maybe it is. I've never been to Club Med, so I don't know. But the LJ is restored. It was not the LJ. The SJ was a restored model that I picked up some time ago and have just had it laying around. I'm collecting ever Estabrook J's, apparently, and Waterman's. I should re-ink my Phileas. That Phileas was really nice. I need to start my penmanship drills again, too. I was doing two sessions a day when when it was all still fresh and I was still excited and... Come on. Good morning. Now I'm lucky if I just practice my signatures here three times a day. Oh yeah. Forgetting the water bottle was a mistake. I should have bit the bullet. I should have bitten the bullet. And gone back for it when I realized I had left it on the table. I wasn't that far, maybe a block. Where is that guy? Oh, okay. I heard voices and skateboard trucks clicking over the joints here, and I thought, where the hell is that? I expected him to go by me, and he didn't. So, probably because he took the other path to Hidfield High School. Anyway, I'm gonna play with Zola a little bit. I'll go back and look at Graf, look at Hugo. They have to be simple. I don't need something that I need four websites and a solid connection to work on it. This is basically for archive pages more than a blog, more than like the podcast. I can't imagine trying to do the RSS with includes for the podcast and have it just self-hosted in case somebody wants to find it. I'll pay for security of TMOW. I'll pay for the security of NathanWall.com, but I'm not updating Llamas Wood. I'm not updating Nathan Lowell Presents. I'm not updating any of the other site, which is Solar Clipper. And really, the only parts of Solar Clipper that I want to maintain are the pages. And there may be some key posts that I will turn into pages, but for the most part, the use of that as a communications medium for talking with all you y'all, it's pretty much outlived its usefulness. But for now, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.